Hello and welcome to the Preacher Girl podcast. My name is Audrey and I am so excited to be here. I am a college student in Alabama who really loves Jesus, chocolate, specifically dark, dogs, specifically mine, and pretty much anything yellow. I cannot believe I'm doing this right now, but I'm so excited to talk with you. My goal for this podcast is kind of just to change the way that we go about Christianity. Whoever you are and wherever you're at, you are welcome here. You are welcome in this community. And while listening, I would love for you to just picture us having a cup of tea or coffee. It's disgusting to me, but if you're into that, go with it. Having a good one-on-one conversation, friend-to-friend, person-to-person, heart-to-heart. Kidding, but still. I'd love to introduce myself and my story a bit to you today to start off with, as I'm not really sure that many understand why I get called the Preacher Girl. It's definitely an interesting story. So let's get into it. I will say it, these effects are so much fun to play with, and I have so many more coming for you, so be excited. But let's actually get down to it. I know that following Jesus is one of the hardest jobs, and I'm not going to lie to you about that. These topics won't always be easy all the time, but I'm also aware that my knowledge is just my knowledge, and it's only my personal experiences. I'm not going to judge you. I hope you don't hold me to unrealistic expectations. I won't hold you to unrealistic expectations. We are both just imperfect people trying to do life out here. I'm not going to tell you what your best is because only you know that. And some days that best isn't going to exist for either one of us. There's an overflow of grace though, and I just firmly believe that everyone has a story and everybody has a right to tell it. So here's my story. So, sorry, I got a frog in my throat. Part of my story dates all the way back to when a brace-faced middle schooler finally got a phone. And maybe it's a little bit behind the times, but finally a year later, then I got social media. So, we're with it now. Technology and I definitely have never gotten along. I'm very outdoorsy, very clumsy, even though I don't like to admit it. I try to be elegant and all, and then I trip and it's whatever. My phone is apparently all like fragile and breakable, whatever that means. So we definitely have our disagreements from time to time, but social media overall was never a priority in my life. So I really wanted there to be a purpose in me having it if I did get it. A month prior to me signing up for media, I had heard a sermon on the importance of being known as a follower of Christ. For example, when I hear the name Peter, I think of two things. Don't beat me to the punchline. Peter the Apostle. I always say Apostle. Peter the Apostle and, you know, Peter the Bachelor. Both of equal importance, obviously. Just kidding. Not equal importance. Anyways, Peter the Apostle mainly comes to mind, just as it does with Paul, David, Mary, etc. My brain thinks about the word and the individual's relationship with God. These people had their being God's followers in their actual identity. Like, we usually call Peter the Apostle. Peter the Apostle? Yeah, that one. That's the way. Really out here trying my best. Anyways, but so their earthly names really pale in comparison to what God calls us. He calls us children of God, citizens of heaven. I'm sorry, that's really cool. He also calls us beloved. His people, his followers. We are his before we are anything else. I firmly believe that something the world really does need to hear.
some of the best lessons that I have learned are by watching the way that other people live their lives. So by watching my youth pastor, shout out Travis, just the way he leads his family, the way he leads his wife, the church body, and the way that my mentor has taught me her entire life, it just speaks honestly louder than their words sometimes. And it's something that I carry with me. The Bible says that you will know them by the way they love. So people will know that we are followers of Christ by the way that we love, by the way that we radiate his love without even saying a word. It's been my goal since I heard that sermon in all aspects of my life to make Christ's calling for me in this world and what purpose he wants to be known as louder than anything. So since I was saved, dating even farther back, even more embarrassing yearbook pictures back, that I have been called to preach the gospels boldly. And we all are in different ways. Mine just happens to be vocally. If you know me, this is not surprising. But out of this sermon, out of this placing on my heart, the preacher girl was born. My purpose in social media is to be known as a follower of Christ who loves out loud. His glory has completely reigned through it all. He has consistently given me opportunities to love out loud in his name, and I am consistently humbled and grateful for every opportunity he's offered me. This podcast is one that he has given me, and I was a little hesitant for a very long time. I had this idea about, I think, a year ago now, but I really just needed to prioritize some things in my life and really pray over it to see if this is what he wanted. So I hope you can pray with me in that. But I hope that you can see how his sovereignty over my life has been so prevalent. And in the next couple of episodes, we will be deep diving into other great topics that will hopefully stir Christ-centered conversations. I'm really excited for these conversation starters, and I hope that you know that you can reach out to me anytime if you feel like anything's unclear or you have questions. I would love to talk, and I'd love to get coffee in real life. But I love to know your heart and how Christ has worked in your life. So that's the end of the first episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. And I have researched many ways to say goodbye because I'm really not good at it. So I'll just catch you later and leave you with one of my favorite of soundtracks. Okay, bye.
Oh, thank you.